Hello and welcome to another edition of Road Thoughts, the rantings and ravings of a relatively normal dude as he drives to work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You can reach me, actually you can't reach me on Twitter anymore because I closed down my Twitter account because honestly it wasn't doing anything for me except for making me pissed. So you can reach me on Reddit at the Twitchy one. So, yeah, it's been a while. I know. But y'all know I'm ADHD, right? So, eventually a hyperfixation does drop and I lose interest for a little while. But I'm back. You know, I'm here and I'm going to try and post some more. And I might even try opening up a Reddit to, like, facilitate communications a little better. Because, hey, you know what? I like talking to people, even though there's, like, nobody there. But it'd be better if I had some back and forth, you know? I need communication. So, today, I wanted to talk about a conversation I've been having. Now, somebody posted on Reddit, of course, because all of my interactions come online. But somebody posted on Reddit that they have a problem with people knowingly having disabled kids. And, I mean, it struck a chord with me because of the fact that, you know, I am what the world would classify as disabled, and both of my kids are as well. And, you know, my one son is on the spectrum. You know, he's autistic. And by this person's logic, knowing that he was autistic, we shouldn't have had him. And I can't imagine not having him. Like, and not as a selfish thing. Like, I mean, okay, as a selfish thing, yeah, I absolutely can't imagine not having him in my life. Fucking amazing, this kid. But their argument is that, and I got into an argument with somebody else in the thread, and one of the comments was like, if you value human life, then you value the quality of that life, and if you bring a life into the world that is going to have a lower quality of life, you obviously don't value human life. And it's like, okay, but human life is suffering. Like, that's part of the human condition. Shit's gonna happen. And it's all about accommodating that shit, you know? Accommodating it. Like, if... And this comes back to the accommodation stuff that I talked about before. If everyone could fly except for me, there wouldn't be elevators, you know? But because nobody can fly, we accommodate them. Because enough people don't see colors, we have symbols in games to make them more inclusive. Like Among Us. You know, the wires in the Among Us task used to just be color, 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 color. Four colors, and you had to match the four colors. And that was a problem for colorblind people. So they added symbols to the wires. So now it's blue triangle goes to blue triangle, red X goes to red X, blah, blah, blah. So if you can't see the color, you can see the symbol. We accommodate. We build around things. And it's not that hard. Like, sometimes it is. Some accommodations are practically impossible. With modern technology, some accommodations are just not viable. But that doesn't mean that life is somehow lesser in quality. I mean, and that was the other thing. Like I said, that you don't know the quality of life someone's going to have when they're born. they could be the most abled person on the planet and have trauma and pain in their lives that cause them an almost infinite amount of suffering. Or they could be disabled, extremely disabled, and lead relatively fulfilling and loving and caring lives. You don't know. And you don't know beforehand. You can't know beforehand. The fact of the matter is that people are so infinitely varied, and so much of our experience is what causes us, it was what affects our quality of life. So much of our experiences are what gives us quality of life, that you can't say, well, this person has so-and-so abilities, so they're going to have a shitty life. You can't say that. You know, how many people, like, I have relatives with Down syndrome. Happiest fucking people on the planet. Like, she's, like, literally the happiest person I know. Her quality of life, sorry about that, guys. Her quality of life is actually pretty astounding. And, you know, I mean, it's not been easy for her parents. No. But she brings a joy into the world. And she is happy. And yet, there were tests when her parents had her that would tell you if your kid had Down syndrome or not. In the womb. She could have been aborted. She could have been ended before she was even a person. And they didn't take those tests. And she was born, and she's amazing. And that's my point. You don't know ahead of time if somebody's life is gonna suck. You can't. You know? It's not like that. Life isn't like that. And you can't make that call. Now, you know, does somebody want to have disabled kids? Does somebody not want to have disabled kids because of how much effort it's going to be to take care of those kids and bring them up and accommodate them and give them the tools that they need to be able to have a successful life? Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. You know what? You don't have it in you to do that. And you shouldn't be asked to if you don't. But if you knowingly go into that situation and knowingly have those kids, and you have the resources to make their lives good, then who the fuck is anyone else to judge that? You're doing good by your lights, then do good by your lights. Like, it's not, you know, I can't understand people who think, and I think that's it, I can't understand people who think that their way of living is the only good way of living. That their lives are on the spectrum of what a life should be, and no one else, and someone else's aren't. Someone else's life isn't. Because, I mean, in the end, we all live our lives, right? If you're not harming anybody. And I think that's the issue there, is that there's this innate belief that, you know, having disabled people are harmed. By the very nature of their existence, they're harmed. And that's not wrong, but it's terribly wrong. It's not like it's wrong in that disabled people don't suffer. It's wrong that to think that being disabled innately causes your suffering. It's not, you know, we don't suffer because we're disabled. We suffer because the world isn't built for disabled people. And I mean, that's it right there. You know, we don't suffer because we're disabled. We suffer because the world isn't built for disabled people. And I just, you know, the more I think about it, the more obvious it becomes that that's the issue. It's not an issue of, you know, life sucks. It's not an issue of, you know, I suck or whatever. It's an issue of you aren't giving the tools that are needed to survive to the people that need them to survive and thrive. And yeah, that's it. So yeah, I'm back. Reach out to me on Reddit. I love Reddit because it's much open and lots of awesomeness. I have a subreddit, non-toxic masculinity. Doesn't really relate to what I'm talking about today, so I'm probably going to start a new one just to kind of fit this podcast a bit better. But yeah, come join me. Talk to me. Chat. We'll have a good time.